Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized Pfizer booster shots for people above the age of 65 or any adult age who are at high risk. The FDA said it approved a single booster shot for certain people to be administered at least 6 months after receiving their first two shots. Republican Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a crucial opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday as bipartisan talks break down with no outcome. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California claimed Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down, saying his demands were too high. The remains of a hunter who disappeared 53 years ago in the wilds of Idaho were discovered by another hunter on Friday. 39-year-old Raymond Jones was last seen on September 7, 1968, while bow hunting mountain goats near the East Fork of Hayden Creek. That's near the city of Solomon. His remains were found on September 17, 2021, by another man who is bow hunting the same type of mountain goat. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
New coronavirus cases are continuing to decline in the United States, and some experts are cautiously optimistic that the virus will continue to wane even into the fall and winter. The United States is now averaging roughly 134,000 new cases per day. That's a 10% drop over the past 2 weeks. Dr. Fauci's NIH is looking at models that suggest cases may be down to about 15,000 per day by November. Well, over 95% of those that get sick fully recover. The FDA has approved COVID-19 booster shots on Wednesday for a small amount of Americans. Dan Araki reports.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided to grant an emergency use authorization to Pfizer's COVID vaccine for a booster shot for people 65 and older, those at risk for severe disease, and those whose jobs put them at high risk for infection. The approval following the recommendation of an advisory panel that met last week. Before any shots can be administered, though, the Centers for Disease Control must sign off on the recommendation. A CDC advisory committee will meet Thursday to discuss the FDA's decision, with third doses possibly being rolled out by the end of the week.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
A 911 call from a woman inside the Woodland Hills, California home of NBA player Jackson Hayes in late July was brought to light when the LAPD released body cam footage on Friday. Hayes confronted officers and severely attacked one of them before being tased and arrested. Do the police have a right to enter the home without a search warrant? When a call for help is made from the home, Detective Jamie McBride with the LAPD Protective League on Fox News says, absolutely yes, they can enter.
Absolutely, an officer can go inside, especially in a domestic violent situation. When he's refusing officers entry, that's going to heighten the officer's concern for the possible victim inside that could be injured or in need of help. So yes, we can enter the residence and we do not need a search warrant to go in to check on somebody's safety. The officer is still injured. He has a torn ligament and he is not back in the field still today, and it's been over a month. George Gascon has made it clear that he's an advocate for the criminals. His motto is, if you commit a crime, don't worry about serving time. He lets him go. And to be quite honest with you, Adam Silver and the NBA aren't much better. You know, the NBA should stand for notorious beatings and abuses, because attacks on a police officers, domestic violence, they don't care either. And people need to be held accountable for this. You just can't go around hurting police officers and not be held accountable. It's wrong.
Mr. Hayes has been charged with battery on a police officer. The NBA has been silent on the matter. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, Bill.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back. Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, no matter what part of the day it is, as we come to you live and in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. So over the weekend, if you are listening in to a portion of the show, this is a replay. We welcome you, and we also welcome you to check out our show at BillMartinezShow.com. All the information is right there. We're blessed to be on over 300 markets across this great country of ours. And joining us right now is the former White House fellow, experienced federal, military, and local prosecutor, as well as a military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. Clayton Fuller joins us now. Clay, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. And if it's okay, I just want to tap in for just a moment. Here we are on the eve of 9/11. We've had a disastrous withdrawal of Afghanistan. Americans are left behind. Some patriots, regardless of chain of command, of course, they're not adherent to the chain of command because they're no longer in the military. But being driven by that military ethos that we will not leave any American behind, have taken it upon themselves to go there and extricate Americans to finish the job that this country, that Joe Biden and his administration did not do. What's your insight on this?
Yeah, I had a number of friends, so I got the unique opportunity to work in a place in the Pentagon called Salt Lake Special Operations and Low Intensity Conflict, and it provides civilian oversight to special operators across the world for the worldwide missions that they have. And there were a number of special operators that I got to know and continue to communicate with after I left the Pentagon and the Trump administration, and just seeing their frustration and seeing the links that they were going to essentially do their own operations to get people out that they had committed to and believed in and bled and fought for. It was one of the most disappointing things that I've ever seen in our country. And then to see the Biden administration and the president's speech start to take credit for this, like it's a public-private partnership or something like that.
Right, yeah.
And it's incredibly frustrating, and I think when you look at China and Russia right now, they're essentially saying to anyone that's on the periphery, you can't trust America. They won't be there for you. And I think Russian state media actually called it they're going to use you for one night and then leave you. That's the actual terminology that they were using.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show you our senior brass is not up to the task. But when it comes to the whether it's special operators or our military members at the lower levels, they understand the mission and will get the job done no matter what's happening. It was just a remarkable effort to see in the face of an extraordinary failure in our senior leadership on up to the White House.
Yeah, and thank God it's not 100% that you have people who are committed to their promises, which is encouraging because this is really at the foundation of what America is all about. I mean, okay, we're under new management for a temporary time, and we're seeing, as I tell my children all the time, experience defines preference. And this is a awful experience that we're going through. So this is why people are understanding that their vote really does count. And they really need to champion voter integrity and go against these headwinds that want us to believe something else and continue to perpetrate a lie that voter ID doesn't matter when common sense is telling at least 70% of America that voter ID is very valid. And to protect the integrity of the voting process, especially in light of what happened in 2020. You know, people ask me, Clay, they go, well, are you saying the election was illegitimate? I don't know that it was legitimate or illegitimate. I'm just asking the question because every week we get news reports that say, well, hey, we just found another 100,000 votes here. Well, when the president lost by, you know, 11,000, 15,000 votes, well, you know, do the math. I think that matters. I don't know what we would do. I think it would be an interesting process to go through if this does come out and we find out, look at, you know, we got a problem, a serious problem here in River City, and we did not have a free and fair election. And then what's Congress going to do about this? What is the Supreme Court going to do? Because basically, if that's where it goes, if it's legitimate, it's legitimate. But if it's illegitimate, then what are you going to do? I mean, you've got to admit that a crime took place, and how do we remedy that on behalf of the American people?
Well, and that's, you're exactly right. So regardless of whether someone believes there's a problem or not, I think anybody that is rational should welcome audits. And if you believe that the elections are working exactly how they should, then going with an audit should not raise any type of concerns.
Exactly.
I'm part of the president's legal team here in Georgia, and trying, my task was, all right, here's some information that we have on an issue. We have to go out and get those affidavits, and that was my job, was getting those affidavits. And I have no idea where that information that I gathered and sent to the president's campaign team, if that information ever got to Georgia's Secretary of State or the governor, and if they're doing anything. And I know there were issues. I took sworn statements from individuals in Georgia, and there was really nothing done. And there was information that I had gathered through a cybersecurity firm that the voting machines that we had here in Georgia, that there's information on the dark web. Mm-hmm. On how to hack into those systems. Now, that doesn't mean that they were, but there is information that is out there, and that's stuff that I relay to the president's team and through elected officials here in Georgia, and there's no conversation about that.
Exactly.
And so it's just frustrating, and you see individual citizens like me and you just get very frustrated by the process. It's essentially gaslighting, and they just move on.
Yeah.
So it's incredibly frustrating to see.
Well, and of course, that now becomes even graver in light of what's been happening. I mean, look at the polling numbers for this president. They are in the tank. And, I mean, it's to the point where you got 20% of Democrats saying, I regret my vote for Joe Biden. And that's not even, you're not even considering that you had, what, about 15% of the people roughly after the election said, had I known about Hunter Biden, I wouldn't have voted for the president. So, it doesn't look good, you know, for him.
Did you buy any of Hunter's art?
No, I guess, you know, that's stupid money, I think, you know. I mean, there's one way to look at it, stupid money, because you always, you know, for posterity or whatever. But the other part is that, you know, I say stupid money, and then I know the people, because this is all part of the Biden Inc. Process here, is that, look at, they see that as a hook into the family business and participating with all the shenanigans that they've been able to get away with. It's unconscionable that that's even in the public square, and people are willing just to ignore this when you're talking, you know, millions upon millions of dollars. And, you know, you talk about Nancy Pelosi's claim about quid pro quo against Donald Trump. This is exactly what this is all about. And this comes, of course, from the queen of quid pro quo herself. But that's a whole other discussion. We've got Clayton Fuller with us, and our conversation will continue. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Listeners in India, Nepal, and Bhutan are continuing to hear the gospel in their heart languages, or the languages they were born to speak. Spreading the good news through radio broadcasts and literature in their own heart languages makes the gospel message more intimate and better understood by listeners. Currently, the Tide Ministry produces and airs 12 weekly radio programs in 11 different languages in India, Nepal, and Bhutan. The fact is that we have a global God, and if we're to share the truth about God around the world, we need to utilize the best methods of doing so, and that includes telling people about Jesus in the languages they were born to speak. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India, Nepal, and Bhutan, whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know,
I love this song from Danny Gokey because it reminds us of faith. Because that's the difference from realizing what it is that, you know, you feel like God has told you is going to happen and not knowing. Now, understand that when we get to heaven, you know, faith is, you know, as the Bible says, is unnecessary because, you know, we don't need faith anymore because we'll know. But right now, we have inklings. We have God's word. We sense this is where it should be. But and this is the challenge that we have right now. Are we going to react to the things of the world the way the world sees it? Or are we going to react to the things that God has told us about? And are we going to hold on to our faith? So I'm encouraged by this song every time, and I'm glad that we share it with you, and hopefully it does the same for you. Clayton Fuller is with us, and we were just talking about his involvement with the Pentagon and studying what was going on in terms of the extraction of citizens out of Afghanistan. And Clayton, I got to tell you, we talked with U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Darren Gobb here several weeks ago. He's the executive director of Restore Liberty. He served four terms in Afghanistan. And 10 years ago, his objective and his job was to do exactly that, was to design the U.S. military NEO, the non-combatant evacuation operations for Afghanistan. So, you know, I want people to understand, and what you were saying earlier, and I want to punctuate this a little bit more. The military, they're pretty smart people. I mean, you know, but yet the way it was demonstrated in this exit of Afghanistan, people brought that into question and go, wait a minute, this is pretty dumb. I mean, you know, how did this happen? But I want them to understand that there were already people in place and have been for years studying how to extract and evacuate non-combatants out of Afghanistan, and all that study just went by the wayside, and somehow Joe Biden and his genius that Robert Gates already said that in 40 years he's never gotten one thing right in foreign policy, but suddenly he's the commander in chief, and this is why your vote really does matter. And it's also true what Barack Obama said, that elections have consequences, and here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
No, that's exactly right. And one of the most shocking things for me in the president's statements are that everything that has happened has been based on his senior military leadership's advice. Mm-hmm. And if that is true, they should all be fired, including Secretary of Defense Austin, the Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, the CENTCOM commander should be fired. And if it's not true, if the president is lying to us, which I think is probably more likely, because I can't imagine that this would be our military leadership's recommendations, they should all resign.
Exactly.
There is no way that this was the recommendation on how to handle this exit from Afghanistan, and I think the White House is lying to us.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, look at not only when somebody's communicating, you look at all things, not only what they say, but even their posture, all this, for those of us who have studied or appreciate any kind of body language, that sort of thing. I mean, this has become a personal thing. And because it's become so personal, it leads you to believe that the generals are rather quiet on this, again, for the sake of chain of command and that. We had one lieutenant colonel, Marine lieutenant colonel, put his commission on the line, and after 17 years, he's 3 years away from retirement and all the rewards that go with it, and he just could not stand it and walked away from his commission, which is sad because you think, wow, this guy has enough integrity to fall on his sword for the sake of the American people and all that our Constitution stands for.
Yeah, but it's sad to see that he's going to be the only person that would be quote-unquote fired for what has happened. And that's why I'm really excited that you had me on, Phil, because I want to tell you about my next project. I'm actually writing a screenplay. I don't remember if you remember the movie from the 90s, Wag the Dog.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
My new screenplay, I'm calling it Wag the Mandate. So that's,
yes,
that's exactly what President Biden is doing with this, this new announcement on the vaccine mandates, because he's got to do something to distract the entire American population from all of these failures. They want us to move on.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the recently had an op-ed that was published, because one of the greater concerns for me, not only beyond the failures within the Biden administration and the Department of Defense, this is a massive opportunity for our greatest geopolitical threat,
without
the Communist Party of China.
Exactly.
And they're moving in into Afghanistan. There are $1 trillion worth of rare earth metals there. And we as the American population have to wake up to the threat that China poses, and Afghanistan is just the latest thing that they're going to take advantage of. And the other thing that drives me insane, as we continue to be divided over vaccines, is that no one seems to be talking about holding China accountable.
Exactly.
For this this disease, and
right.
it drives me insane that no one talks about it. Instead, we're going to force 80 million people to get vaccinated by a federal overreach.
Well, this is typical, unfortunately, of a free and not so fair press. Maybe not so free, actually, when you look at it at the end of the day. You know, I talked with Peter Schweitzer several times, and he's written these expositories on, you know, the Clinton Foundation, Biden, yeah, Inc., all these sort of things. And I go, Peter, I mean, we talked about this 3-4 years ago. Why is it taking so long for Congress to act on insider trading by Nancy Pelosi? He goes, yeah. He goes, it's frustrating. But it takes a while, you know, to get out, because this is so, you know, because when you put that kind of red meat out, there's a certain amount of the public that will be all over this in a heartbeat. What is going on? That's not fair. It shouldn't be happening. But the mainstream media doesn't align with that. The left could care less. They let it go. And finally, it got enough pressure that 4 years later, Congress said, OK, maybe we had to stop that insider trading thing. But Congress being what it is, and you know better than I do. I mean, you're an attorney, and you see how they can, you know, word salad the language in such a way,
yeah,
that they just come up with another way. It's kind of like Dr. Fauci. We'll call it, you know, he is a gain of function advocate. End of story,
yeah.
Okay? He is. He can say that he's not, but he is. Everything tells you that he is. And the fine line, you know, to this point, the fine line between gain of function and biological warfare is very fine, and it's a nuance. Because if you wanted to avoid biological warfare, you wouldn't even... That's like putting coals in your lap and thinking you're not going to get burnt, isn't it?
And you're exactly right, and that was an incredible exchange between Senator Paul and Dr. Fauci, and just seeing the semantics that Dr. Fauci is trying to do, and it's going back to the 90s of what's the definition of it
is exactly. Well, I want to go back and touch on the mandates. We've only got about a minute and a half yet. There's no Mr. Nice Guy left in Joe Biden. I mean, he's really getting frustrated because, well, his ratings are in the tank. His popularity has fallen so dramatically. Even his own party is starting to take a couple of steps away from him. And he's angry.
Yeah, no, he's going to lecture us about his patients wearing thin on vaccines, but apparently doesn't have time to give a live in-person speech on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And that tells you everything that you need to know about this president. He's going to lecture us about vaccines, force us to get vaccines, use illegal federal overreach to try to do that and punish private businesses, but maybe a little bit busy on the 20th anniversary of 9/11 to talk to the American people.
Exactly. And no consideration for people who have survived the virus, which is, as we know, is 99% of the people survived it, and their immune system is stronger than if they've been vaccinated. But we don't want to talk about that, right?
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right.
Yep. Well, Clayton Fuller has been our guest, the former White House fellow, experienced federal military and local prosecutor, as well as military reserve officer with a decade of national security experience. Clayton, look forward to talking again. We'll keep it going, okay? You take care.
Thank you, Bill. Really enjoyed it. Thank you. Have a great day.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized Pfizer booster shots for people above the age of 65 or any adult age who are at high risk. The FDA said it approved a single booster shot for certain people to be administered at least 6 months after receiving their first two shots. Republican Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a crucial opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday as bipartisan talks break down with no outcome. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California claimed Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down, saying his demands were too high. The remains of a hunter who disappeared 53 years ago in the wilds of Idaho were discovered by another hunter on Friday. 39-year-old Raymond Jones was last seen on September 7, 1968, while bow hunting mountain goats near the East Fork of Hayden Creek. That's near the city of Solomon. His remains were found on September 17, 2021, by another man who was bow hunting the same type of mountain goat. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's time to quit looking and start being, huh? Hey, why not? Even a revival of one make the difference. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And it's good to have my old friend Dr. Gregory Jantz joining us, the world-recognized expert and innovator in the treatment of behavioral disorders and addictions, is going to be talking about why addictions are on the rise. Does COVID have anything to do about it? Is it the proliferation of opioids across the border? What is it that's contributing? Are we just on overload, just too much stress and spending too much time with all the wrong things that want to depress us? Is this what's happening in the environment? Well, the experts in the house right now, Dr. Jantz is with us. Hey, Dr. Jantz, how are you?
Oh, good to hear from you, Bill. Man, this is a really important topic.
Yeah, really. Well, you know, it's like we're on overload. We're wired so tight, Dr. Jantz. I just got back from a trip cross country and into Hawaii, and particularly Hawaii, which is known to be laid back and the Aloha State, but as one commentator put it, he referred to it as the Anoha State. They are so tight over, you know, who's wearing a mask, not wearing a mask. And, of course, now you've got the national narrative, the vaccinated against the unvaccinated.
Yes, yes. Well, here's what we know. People have been under, I'll call it chronic stress, mixed in with a lot of anxiety. And anytime we, for 2 years now, anytime we live that way, after a while, people get so weary that we're going to see a lot of folks being pushed over, and the word I'll use is despair.
Mm-hmm.
You start to feel despair, you don't feel hope for the future, and importantly, you don't know who to trust. What is true?
Exactly.
And so that's kind of where we are right now.
Well, you bring up an important word, trust. There's no doubt that our institutions have let us down at every turn. Name it. You know, our government, the FBI, I mean, there's more lies coming out of this. Our health department, you know, even the churches right now, Dr. Jantz. I mean, there's things that are happening right now. I mean, God said that the judgment would begin, and when it begins, it will begin in his house. So all this is a bit disconcerting for people because, at the end of the day, like you say, you want to know what you can count on. And when the foundations
right.
are being shaken like they are, wow. I mean, I was born and raised in California, and you want to see people get really unnerved and shaky, just bring in an earthquake.
Well, there you go. And we really are in the middle of an earthquake. And here's the issue. We don't know when this is going to stop and where's this going.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three issues that are confronting us. Anxiety is at an all-time high. Anxiety disorders. That could include obsessive compulsive, post-traumatic stress disorder, anything related to anxiety. We're seeing prescriptions being written for anxiety mm-hmm. medications like we've never seen before. So that's number one, anxiety. And really the second is the whole area of suicide ideation. Our suicide rates are also at all-time highs. And that's even hard to say because we're seeing 12 to 17-year-olds suicide as the
that's
leading
a heartbreak.
Cause of death.
It's a heartbreak. Yeah.
It almost seems unreal to even say it.
Yeah, but go back to what you were saying earlier. See, when you can't trust the foundations, everything gets rattled. And look at that age group right now, how they're being attacked. I mean, COVID's one thing, but the other thing is, oh, let's attack your sexual preference and your pronoun. I mean, everything
right.
is turned upside down. I mean, it's one thing for adults to deal with that, but are you kidding me? 5-year-olds, 10-year-olds, you know, they're dealing with these ponderous questions. It's no wonder.
Well, absolutely. And we just went through 2020 was the highest rate of across the board of academic failure ever in our history. The academic failure, virtual learning did not work.
No. Well, and so how long is it going to take for us to get on the other side of this? You know, we've been saying repeatedly, and with the experts we're talking with, Dr. Jantz, is that, look, at the brain is a muscle, and it can't just sit there. And these are people that decided to take government money and just sit on the sidelines for as long as they could milk it. In some cases, I'm not sure what the record is, but definitely for many months, if not over a year, that they were accepting government money. Well, and I said, to what help? I mean, at the end of the day, now you get back to work, you know, 12, 14 months later, and you're missing a step. You're not as sharp as you used to be because your brain was dull over that period of time.
Well,
and
let me tell you what,
kids the same way.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, among adult work from home, and here's what's happened there. Folks, we've dealt with so many of these situations where they started to drink alcohol during the day while they were working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they started, like a guy told me, I started drinking around 4 o'clock, you know, I just had an hour left to work. But he says, now I start drinking every day about 1 o'clock. This is a
wow.
gentleman who's in IT and writes code.
Wow.
Well, how do you want that code to... Do you want to trust that code he's writing?
Yeah.
So
hopefully he's not writing code for air travel or anything like that, right?
See, here's what's happening. That's the third area. Addiction rates, and we're set are at all-time high as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're setting records for alcohol sales. Not long ago, the alcoholic beverage industry announced that $1 billion of just beer, was
mm-hmm.
sold in 1 week.
Wow.
So that's what's happening.
Well, you can't ignore, you know, these signs. And so how are we addressing this? I mean, people are just left to themselves, because that's the other problem that you have because of this era of COVID. You know, a byproduct has been isolation. That's the worst thing that happened. You're by yourself dealing with this. You know, you can come up with all kinds of ideas, and most of them aren't any good.
Yes. Well, here's the issue. Fear has caused people to isolate. Mm-hmm. So we mix fear and isolation, and people are really intimidated. I mean, the fear runs in herds. And yes. What I mean by that is fear has a huge ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
A quick example. Do you remember the toilet paper craze?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that started in the Seattle area, where I'm not far from. So somebody decided to buy a whole lot of toilet paper. They were afraid. And the next person did. Before we know it, it ran in herds. It was going on all across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Toilet paper is not even remotely related to COVID.
Wow.
So when we're under fear, we will do things that are irrational.
Exactly. Well, there's a lot of irrationality. And it runs thick, and it's bipartisan. It is all over the place. The challenge
yes.
is, what do we do, Dr. Jantz? I mean, we got to get on the other side of this. I mean, this is what we're dealing with right now. What's your prescription?
Yeah. One is we need to step back and look at ourselves and become aware. Am I oversaturating myself with a lot of negative information? Right now, that's easy to do.
Right.
If that's all that's going in, your sleep is probably disrupted. It's been said that we're in the middle of a sleep epidemic, which just means a lot of people are having sleep disorders, waking up in the middle of the night with fear mm-hmm. and panic. So sleep's a major issue.
Right.
So we need to look at that. How am I taking care of myself? During anxiety periods, we tend to, for example, just to drink less water.
Mm-hmm.
People tend to drink a lot of other things.
Right.
Like the guy I talked to the other day goes, well, I think I'm averaging about 12 cups of coffee. Well, how's that for your anxiety?
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So, that said, what's going in your mouth? How are you taking care of yourself? Mm-hmm. People either overeat or undereat. Mm-hmm. And how about physical activity? Everybody's complaining about weight gain, and we've become more physically inactive.
Yeah, what was the other day they were saying that during this era of COVID, I mean, we're not talking a whole lot of time. The average weight increase was like over 30 pounds.
Is this amazing? Yeah.
I mean, so that's shocking to think about it, right?
Yeah, we take care of ourselves.
Wow. This is incredible. We're talking with Dr. Gregory Jantz. He is the world-recognized expert and innovator in the treatment of behavioral disorders and addictions. This is our society right now, ladies and gentlemen, and the doctor's in the house. And again, we're calling it out for what it is. We're not pulling punches here. And, of course, you know what you're dealing with. And I think more and more Americans, Dr. Jantz, that's what they're waking up to, is they're realizing that their eyes have not been lying to them. The reality of the world in which they live in is the they're confronting it now. And we've got more coming up. Stay with us.
COVID vaccine alone will not fully protect you from the coronavirus. You also need to be vigilant. It is critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Vaccines may not be enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled
enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Dr. Gregory Jantz continues with us, the world-recognized expert and innovator in the treatment of behavioral disorders, anxiety disorders, suicide ideation, addiction rates all-time high, fear, isolation. And Dr. Jantz told us in the first segment that we just need to hit the pause button a little bit. You know, this is time to, you know, meditate, to pray, do whatever you need to do, to call time out. I remember that play. I don't know if you ever saw it with Sammy Davis Jr. You're too young, so you probably didn't see it. But
okay,
it was called "Stop the World." I want to get off. You know, it was a great play, and it was just this constant refrain of running into these these anxious points and disorder points in his life. And that was his way to hit the hot pause button. He just stopped. I want to get off, you know. And I think this is kind of where America, you know, what they're coming to is that they just want to get off of this crazy train in which we're on, brought to you by COVID, brought to you by a rather volatile political and cultural environment. There's war on everything. I mean, is there anything that's not at war with the culture right now?
Yeah, and that's everybody's afraid.
Mm-hmm.
People are afraid to be attacked. So remember, fear is how we control. So look at the own level of fear in your life. There needs to be guardrails around what you're allowing in your mind. I think of the verse 2 Timothy 1:7 that says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear." Okay,
right.
So there's a spiritual side to fear, but of power. So we got some power here and strength and a sound mind.
Yes.
So what makes up for a sound mind? That's what we got to go back to.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the basics. I got to take good care of myself.
Well,
I got to be renewing my mind. I got to be careful what goes in my mind. So keep working on building the sound mind. A sound mind is discerning. You will hear God's voice over all the lies.
And, oh, by the way, all these social media connections and links that you've gotten in the habit of watching, and if you were to really pause for a moment and consider the information that's coming across, You know, Greg, it's quite damaging and negative, especially if you're connected at all with anything that has to do with politics, because you're bombarded with all this negativity. I mean, it was like, at one point last year before the election, I wrote a commentary about, well, who told you to hate Trump? Because everybody hated Trump so much. It was like, well, who told you that? Think about it. Because I had a couple people going, oh, yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. When you got the media, 95% of what they're reporting purposely was negative about the guy. Well, it's going to influence people. There's no doubt about it. I mean, to such a degree that we came out with an outcome in the 2020 election that everybody's scratching their heads. How did we get there? The other guy didn't even show up. We didn't talk to him. We didn't hear about his plans and purposes. And now here today, we got, even Democrats going, hey, I want my vote back. This is crazy. I detract a little bit from the main point. The main point here is that, just like you were saying, Dr. Janice, you've got to think about what you're consuming. Because you are what you eat, you are what you read, and what's on those handheld devices, all for the idea of clicks and control and power, they know in our own basic humanity, as you said earlier, it's a spiritual battle. And if we ignore the spiritual, boy, you're in a war and you're going to war buck naked. Not good. All the weapons, everything that you have available to you, you just said, hey, I'm just going to leave them here, but I'm going to war. You're a knucklehead. You're going to get creamed. And that's what's happening, is especially these young kids. They're ill-prepared to deal with the kind of things that we're doing. We got, Greg, when you and I were growing up, we didn't have this many options. Today, these kids got so many options. I mean, they even have options on their gender. Lord have mercy. I mean, that's all we needed to deal with. We had enough problems as it was just dealing with the options we had. But these kids today, they're 100-fold more options available to them than you and I when we grew up.
True. And here's what we're finding. There's too many people that they're on that edge of despair and despondency. And what happens, Bill, is that's where we get irrational. That's where our judgment is off and we think about self-harm. And so I really do. There's folks that are tired and weary. And, there's a point where it's really important not to stay in despair or let it go farther, because help is available.
Exactly.
And, part of my newest book, on suicide prevention is, it's so much to live for, but we need to remember there's a period where we need to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And so there are some, maybe addictions got in your life, but there's a point where it's taken a life, it's got a stronghold in your life, and you need to ask for help.
Don't you see in your analysis that what hooks them is a lie?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big lie. I think at the basis of everything. That's why when you said initially, you said trust and truth. And it's so important here. And what I'm reading and what I have come to understand is that it all starts with a lie. And if you keep thinking on that lie becomes bigger and bigger and impossible to treat, to where you think, well, why should I reach out for help? You're right.
That's right. And because you're believing a lie. And ultimately, living in fear can really create not only self-destructive thinking, but we lose touch with who God made us to be. Hmm. And we lose our joy. We lose any hope for the future. And remember, hope, we get a sense of hope when there's a plan. And sometimes we need help creating that personal plan of renewal, how to personally redesign the direction your life is going. And, we've all had things in our life that is where we've needed to ask for help. And there's too many people frozen by fear, and they're isolating right now.
Exactly. Well, I guess if we're being truthful, Greg, I mean, what do you say? I mean, would you say, 100% of humanity, consider suicide at any one point in their life? I mean, is that outlandish? I mean, that people get to that point where you're tested, at that level, and that, not that you act on it, but that it comes across as a consideration. Is that too extreme?
Yeah. And the danger comes when we stay in this recycling of that and remunerating on that.
Right.
Here's what happens. Our mind gets more and more toxic with those negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And we call that suicide ideation,
yes.
Where I really begin to focus on, well, it'd be better off if I wasn't here. Mm-hmm. Nobody really loves me. And we start telling ourselves really lies. And that's a danger zone.
Yeah, it's like you install in your mind a software, an operating software, that the end game is suicide. And it's so subtle, it comes in, and that operating software is saying, hello, feed me. And it gives you things to feed into it,
mm-hmm.
and the longer you do. So until you reorganize your thoughts and put in new software, this is why the Bible talks about, as you mentioned, the renewal of your mind. I mean, there's a reason that God brought this to our attention, is that this is something that we need to do. I think it's like almost for every day of the year, we're told,
yeah.
We're told to remember, right? And
yes.
Yeah, because we're knuckleheads. We keep forgetting, you know, but we need to remember these things, those good things that you were talking about that God reminds us of. And that's, we did an expose on identity, you know, the search for identity. And the thing is that people are looking for identity in all the wrong places. You're not going to find it on Facebook. You know, I mean, if you do, God help you. But your true identity comes from the one who made you, who designed you. And he was right there knitting you together. I mean, the picture of this just blows me away. I mean, it just brings me to tears and to my knees to consider what an awesome God, Almighty God is, and an Almighty Creator, that he's there. Greg, and he's going, oh man, this is going to be Greg
right.
when he grows up, man. I'm knitting him together, and I'm putting in this ingredient and that ingredient to make Greg Jantz all that he needs to be to fulfill his mission, to where he's got fulfillment and happiness in his life this side of heaven. And as long as he realizes, you know, somewhere along the line that I'm the one, the constructor, the one, the imagineering one who put this all together in his life. And that's his beacon to bring him back home where he belongs with me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that awesome?
That. Yes. Yeah. So as the World Health Organization recently said, anxiety is the number one. They kind of categorize things as diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So anxiety is at the top of the list around the world.
Wow. Well, and that's the start of it, isn't it? Because when we're nurturing anxiety, then we open the door to all these lies and thoughts that are debilitating, don't we?
That's right. Oh. And the lies then affect what we believe about ourselves, and we begin to believe that we're unworthy, we feel defective, and that things will never change. So that's that dangerous sliding slope in our thinking.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Greg Jantz, I cannot thank you enough for sharing vulnerably and openly with our audience. And, you know, hey, look, this is the condition that we're all in. We're all dealing with this, and we can pray for one another, encourage one another, so that, hey, look, at every day, every moment, it's a constant renewal. I can appreciate some days, you know, when the Apostle Paul said that we need to pray without ceasing. And in this world we're in right now of loneliness and anxiety and everything that's going on, addiction rates, as you mentioned earlier, fear and isolation. Boy, if that doesn't bring you to your knees and have you praying many times a day, I don't know what else it's going to take, Greg. What do you think? We got 20 seconds.
That's right. That's why we need each other. And that's why we need a plan of hope. And we really do need each other. And you need somebody that's speaking truth into your life. You need somebody that is helping you. We're going to carry each other's burdens here.
Amen.
So we don't need to sink.
Go ahead. Your website real quick.
A Place of Hope. aplaceofhope.com.
Power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of...